Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new rigging around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is another episode of Uncut with Q, and I'm your host, Quentin Flores. Today, I have a very special guest. Introduce yourself to everyone.
Hello, my name is Paloma Ramirez, and I am Q's basically assistant, therapist, friend. Yeah, I do everything here, basically.
Therapist, we gotta go there.
We're just like, we just vent to each other. We're like, who has a fatter ass?
Oh my God. It is like that. It is like that, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I honestly thoroughly enjoy working with you here. Like, you are a lot of times, sometimes the best part of my day, and you don't even know that. You know, and I will come in here having the worst things happening in my head. Mm-hmm. And then just you let me vent to you, and it does so much for me. And you have no idea how much you help me mentally all of the time.
I'm here for you.
I know. And likewise, I hope I'm here for you too, because I know that you've gone through it and we've had these talks before. Yeah. So it's really cool, you know, and seeing what you're doing now with all of the things that you have going on. I guess give everybody like the intro on all the things that you're doing right now.
Okay. Well, I guess the beginning of this year, 2024, that's when like everything just started falling into place. I originally go to school for acting, but I've been doing modeling since my freshman year of high school, just to be in front of the camera, just for fun. And I learned that I had a passion to like quote unquote model, but the beginning of this year, this became more serious. Like, I did a photo shoot with this lady who I found like one of my closest friends in the photo shoot, and like ever since that shoot we've been doing a lot of casting calls together. Like, I recently just did a second show in Austin, and it's just crazy because I never thought I would be doing stuff like this.
It's amazing though. Yeah, it's crazy. Let alone like
you literally network so much. Like, yep. Next Thursday I'm going to Austin for another photo shoot, but here, whenever I did my first photo shoot here, the 007 one, that's how I first found out about this place. Because of, it was posted on Instagram, and I was like, oh my God, I was so nervous. Like, I was so nervous. My face was like twitching. I was like, but that's how I became friends with Jack, Trey. And I remember I was telling Trey, I was like, I want to work here. Like, I want to do intern. Cause like being behind the scenes is like something super cool. And I think it's such a flex to do. Like, oh yeah, I do social media. Oh yeah, I record podcasts. So other than that,
I chill in the studio. We make content. We listen to K-pop.
I mean, literally all my friends were like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I work in a film production studio. They're like, what? That's so cool. I'm like, yeah. Like, my boss is pretty chill. Like, literally, what other job would I want? Like, I hated the restaurant industry. I hated customer service. Like, I hated being like so fake to people.
Yeah.
But here I'm just like, literally, I come to work looking homeless sometimes.
God, I can't believe we're throwing this on a fucking podcast.
He was like telling people, oh yeah, my sister looks homeless sometimes. But like today, I guess it was.
You look great today. Yeah. I was like, man, Paulie's ready for a podcast today. I don't know why. You look like you're going to go for a run or for a gym or something, but it's like a mixture of laid back / let's go get a lift in or something.
Yeah, and then when I wore my trench coat, I felt like I was in New York.
The trench coat. It's all hot outside.
It is so hot in here.
Honestly. It is. I don't know why they haven't fixed this yet, but
other than that, like, I've been praying for this moment, for this time, what I do now, for like since forever. So I'm really blessed that God's been giving me opportunities, and like everything I do, I always give thanks to God. You know,
I know this is crazy for me to say, and just want to be as transparent as possible, but today is our company's 2-year anniversary. I founded Infinite Productions 2 years ago today.
And you didn't tell me?
No, I didn't want to, because you always want to do like a cake or something. And I'm not trying to cry, because I've seen so many people come and go from this place. But people have come and they've learned and they've gone off to do their own thing, and they did great things. It's the hardest part about, I mean, it's like being a dad. You know what I'm saying? It's like watching your kids grow up and then watching them move. Like, there was a time frame when I had like 8 guys on deck, 4 editors, 3 camera dudes, 1 guy that was really good at photography, Trey is good at photography as well. So I'd say two, you know, but Jack was always like the photographer, so good at what he does, you know, and Jack and his previous girlfriend, Mia, were the ones that helped me build this business alongside their friend, Ernie. Mm-hmm. So Ernie was the first guy that I had ever met. And it was about a little over 2 years ago that I was at Pride in 2021. You know, the whole world had shut down. It just opened back up and everybody was finally excited to be around each other. I was filming my then wife performing with on stage. So I was always her camera guy. I bought all the cameras and stuff and we hated hiring camera people. They were fucking expensive. And then they always did a terrible job. So I bought my own equipment and I took it with me to go and film her. And we had the whole thing decked out with like the gimbal. And I was just super excited to film for my lady. One of the guys that was filming there had a really good shot and I loved what he was doing because his Canon, you have to manually focus it mm-hmm. while you're filming. And so I liked that. I liked that because he was being so intricate with the crispness of his shots and he was doing both videos and also photos of his girlfriend who was performing. She was one of the dancers for my wife. And so his name was Ernie. And I got a chance to meet him inside of the trailer that one of the performers had brought out back for them to get ready and change in. Mm-hmm. There was no like ready accessible restrooms or anything like that. So they wanted their own place. So they rented like a RV and parked it right there at Pride so that they'd have a place to go in and out of to relax, you know? Mm-hmm. Performers do that all the time. So, you know, I met Ernie in there, complimented his camera skills. He gave me his card. He had a company called SAAE, San Antonio Arts and Entertainment, I believe was the name of the business. And I invited him into my office next door where I hired him to be a frereelance photographer, videographer for me for $1,000 a month. And he would come in and he would film me every single day. One day we go down the street to this place called, it's a cigar lounge, forgot the name of it, but it's right there off of San Pedro next to a gun store. And when we sat there, we were smoking cigars. I got a call from my mentor who was like, Quentin, I need you to teach me social media. Send me your wire instructions. I'm sending you $10,000 right now. And I said, oh, fuck, sure, let's do it. And so Preston wired me $10,000. And this is my mentor in El Paso. And he was just like, Ernie was like, bro, people are paying you to learn how to do social media like this. And I said, yeah, all the time, you know, because I had then like a very massive brand, still have it now, but it was on the come up. So it was very, very fresh back then. Now you guys are seeing like a lot of the content that I throw out. And Ernie was like, dude, why don't we open up our own studio? Like use some of the money that you're making and let's open up a second space. And so we did. I took that whole 10 grand. I dumped it into this. I pulled out some money that I had saved up in Bitcoin and crypto because I had bought it when it was really, really low. And when it went up, the money had tripled. It was about $300,000. And I went and I bought the camera that's filming you, the camera that's filming me, the microphones that we're talking into. And I got the space and I built it myself. I painted all the walls black and installed the wood floors and got all these computers, which about like, I don't know, a lot of money per computer. And lo and behold, Infinite Productions was born. And our first day in this studio was 2 years ago today. And Eric Klein was my first guest on this podcast.
You've been replaced, Eric Klein.
Hey, right? It's insane. I know I wanted to go over the history of that because it's so meaningful to me how all of this has transpired. I remember when you walked into my office.
Oh, God.
You were so nervous.
I was.
And you were so weird.
What?
I'm kidding.
How?
You weren't weird. You were just different. Like, I'd never hired a girl like you before.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like you are so out there.
Oh yeah.
And you like your personality, you're very animated.
Oh my God.
You are. Like you're very animated. Like watching you do anything is like watching a cartoon character, which is really cool. But I love that about you. You know what I'm saying? Like you have this tenacity to light up people's day and they see that. And I love how you can switch modes so seriously. Like, you know, I got a chance to watch you walk and leave into a place, but you were so serious. I was trying to scream your name. You didn't even hear me over all the cameras. What was that show again? I forgot.
The Angels MOT show.
Yes. Yes. I went and I supported Paulie and her thing with my son. It's my son's first fashion show ever.
With tits and tits and ass out.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Not mine though. Mm-mm, not mine.
No. Paulie respects herself. I'm not saying the models don't respect themselves. I'm saying like.
He's been canceled.
I'm going to be canceled. Whatever. No, but it was like, it was really cool. Like just being in that environment. And I saw that you saw that we were there and you came up to us and you said hi. And there were people that were walking up and introducing us.
Yeah. I was like, who's that big headed guy over there? I know.
Oh my God. You're saying I have a big head. It's crazy.
No,
okay. No, you're fine.
No, I was low key kind of shocked that I saw you. I was like, you came.
I was happy to be there for you. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do is to be there for people that I care about. So, no, yeah.
Like, this is the most I've ever been busy, like ever been busy. And Jackie, the girl behind us, she went to my last casting call in Austin. And we drove 2 hours because we're out of town.
I was talking to you on the way there, remember?
Yeah, that was on the way there, but not to Austin.
Oh, Austin, okay.
And it's like a huge casting call. It's like Texas Fashion Week, South by, I don't even know, but it's like really huge. Like it was so, there was so many people waiting. We had to walk in pairs. And I remember the girl I was walking with, she was kind of shorter than me, mm-hmm. but she was walking so fast. I was like, oh my God. Because I tried to match her, you know?
But yeah.
I think the more I do this, the more I get less nervous. So like, I mean, I was literally on television like 2 days ago.
Crazy.
I was nervous at that one. I could feel my heart beating. I was like, no, because the camera guy was literally on my face. I was like, okay, you can go down, show my outfit. And he was like mocking me, like literally making fun of me. Cause I was just like, cause I was so nervous. I was like, can you like show the outfit already? But like,
were you there by yourself or who were you there with?
No, it was me, Alondra, some other lady. I looked like a child. I literally looked like I looked like I was from Shake It Up. I mean, no shade to the designer, but.
My God.
I was like, there's no way I'm going to wear this on my television. Yeah, I was wearing like a sequins, like teal skirt with like a t-shirt chained up. And I was like it looked like not Thanksgiving. It looked like an Easter outfit for kids. But I'm not a kid. I am 23 years old.
Look at it, though. It's insane. Like, what do you feel like modeling has been doing for you, confidence-wise?
It's been making me feel like I can stomp on people.
You know? Holy crap.
I've always been confident, but this kind of put it to the next level. I love a good competition. Like, I love being competitive.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't get it into a casting call, I know I'll get... It's just like, maybe it wasn't for me. I've learned that if I get rejected, it's not because of you, it's because the designer wasn't really looking what you have.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Like I've been to a casting call in Austin where it's like all African American designer. And there was like me and two other white people and we didn't get picked, but everyone else got picked. So it's not really about you. It's basically what the designer wants. But I've learned a lot. I've also like been very like nitpicky with me, like very hard on myself, because I'm like, shoot, like now that I'm like actually taking this for real, I feel like I have to be a certain weight or have to be this type of height or have to look this type of way. But honestly, it's not like super like legit.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm modeling for Gucci or anything like that, which would be awesome, but
one day.
it's very diverse. I will say that it's very diverse. Like I'm 5'2". I wish I was like 6 foot. I really do wish I was 6 foot. Cause it's like the Austin show I did, I was the shortest girl there. I was literally the shortest one there.
I saw the video, it was hilarious. But also really adorable.
Yeah, but I literally felt so cool.
You like, looked confident.
I loved my outfit. I loved the designers. They were so sweet. They were so awesome. And like it was just, you meet so many new people too. Like I've met so many new people. I literally gained so many followers from doing all this. Yeah, it's crazy.
I love it.
But I've also gained a lot of haters for this too.
For sure. And that's always a part of the game too, Polly. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you start doing things that make other people feel uncomfortable, it's going to have the tendency to bring out people that their emotions are going to be negative toward you. But that's why it's important to just stay your path, because mm-hmm. it's your path. And the people that want to be on the path with you are the ones that you always want to keep in your corner.
Yeah.
Believe me, dude, everyone's your friend when you're making a lot of money. That's going to be the test of what you truthfully value that's around you. Mm-hmm. I've had people that have jumped on my wagon because I was pumping out six-figure months like crazy. I've had people jump off of the wagon because they didn't like where the ship was going, or they just took what they could and then dove off of the ship. That's the reality. You know what I'm saying? And so it's imperative that during this time frame that you stay focused on what's making you happy. And the ones that want to come with you, that want to support you, that want to be involved with you are the ones that are going to stay. And like, you got great friends, you know, like Jackie that's recording this is such a good friend for coming with you and being there and supporting you. And even if you guys make fucking crazy ass decisions, Jackie's on shit like, that y'all do together, to me, it's like, you know, I think it's so amazing that your friend here loves you so much that she'll travel with you hours so that you can do the thing that you love to do.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know? I never really had friends like that. Dude, I mean, people are like, oh, I'm there for you. But I'm like, are you really there for me?
You know? Yeah. And vice versa. I'm pretty sure if Jackie's doing something, you're there too, right?
Oh, yeah. I view Jackie like my little sister. I'm always on her, like, always on her head. I'm like, don't do that. Stupid. Stupid.
And then you go and do that.
No, oh, kidding. No. Yeah, this man thinks I'm the not most innocent person. When really, I am the most innocent out of my friend group. I don't do drugs. I don't drink.
I just don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. That's the reality. You know, I know you because I hang out with you all the time. But then I see these videos on Jackie's phone and you're and I'm like, what are you doing?
In my defense, it was a wine tour. Okay. And I was so drunk at this wine tour. I literally was like pouring shots of my own. Like, it was moonshine. I was pouring moonshine on my shot glasses without the bartender looking at me. And apparently it's like super legal. But hey, I didn't get caught. But I was so drunk. But I didn't throw up. This girl threw up. I was sleeping on the floor and we woke up and she got up. She's like, oh no. And she just goes through the, I don't remember the last time I thrown up from alcohol. In fact, I think I'm getting old because I literally fall asleep. Like this past weekend, I was like,
dude, you're 23, Polly.
I know.
When's your birthday?
September.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up. Yeah. Like what? 5-6 months away? Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. You're the oldest in your friendship group, right?
No, Bella is.
Oh, Bella. Bella is. Gotcha.
Bella's like 50.
Shut the fuck up. She's going to hear this shit and be like, what the fuck?
She's going to be like, what the fuck, Mama?
She's awesome, though. I think you guys are like a trio, and I think that that's really awesome. I had friends like that growing up, too. And like, you know, when you leave high school, you think like everybody's going to be in contact and everybody's going to love each other and we're all going to be supporting each other's dreams. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like you narrow your shit down to like 5 people that you actually fuck with from high school, and it's... That's it, you know. Even at that, you really only see 2 or 3 of them very often. Oh, yeah. The rest are just kind of like low maintenance friends you run into every other year.
I literally rather have like a small group of friends than a big, large group of friends.
Facts.
And I think anyone can agree with that. Because why would you be friends with fake people?
Mm-hmm.
I think I hated my class in high school. Oh my God, I fucking hated everyone in high school. That sounded really emo, but they were all fake. Like even the upperclassmen and lowerclassmen hated my class.
What class were you?
19. Wow. I'm only friends with like one person in my class.
Dude, I was class of 08. I'm an old ass man. I'm sorry. That's crazy to hear that. Papa.
Papa.
Can't stand
Papa.
You. I am not that old.
Yeah, be like,
I'm always telling Polly though, I'm old enough to be your dad. And that would imply that I had children at like 10. You know, which is like hilarious.
I was like trying to scare David last night. I was like, did you know a kid who's 8 years old died in Florida for eating McDonald's? He's like, you're not scaring me. Because he's like, I want McDonald's. And I was like, listen here, boy. I'm kidding.
Oh my God, like that?
And I've always wanted a little brother. And now that I've literally been with David for like almost every day, it's like, he's like my little brother. He's like, do you want to play Poppy Playtime?
Yeah.
I'm like, sure.
Dave is my son, y'all. Polly's like my unofficial nanny. And it's been fun. You know, I love how you just are so open to playing with him and talking with him and all of that, too. Yeah, he loves
like,
that.
He's like, right there. And I'm like, David, I'm trying to focus right now. Because it's like a scary game. I don't know why kids play that.
I know. Like, and he like tries to act scared when I know for a fact he knows the jump scare that's about to happen because he's seen the whole tutorial on YouTube.
But I will say, I am a Roblox veteran. I do play Roblox. What? I would ask my friends, like, do you want to play Roblox?
They'd be like, are you serious?
Yes. Like, oh my God. They'll be like, what are
you're forcing your friends to play Roblox? Or they actually play with you like willingly?
We play Fortnite. Yes.
Y'all guys know how to build and all that?
Uh-oh. We don't do build. We do non-build. We're not freaking crackheads like that. That's why they stopped doing build. You hear that? That's why they stopped doing build, because there's fucking crackheads like, and I'm like, I give up. It's like a freaking 9/11 towers.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to build on somebody like that.
But hey, I've been kind of good, not gonna lie.
That's pretty fun. You know, I played the game a couple of times. I've won a few times too with like a crew, but I think that it's fun that you guys have something that y'all can bond with that's not always like work related or whatever. Cause
like, I'd rather play Fortnite than go get fucked up at the bar.
Truth be told, I don't know, man. I mean, fuck. I feel like when y'all do get fucked up, y'all get fucked up.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because...
You said, I don't. Is I that true, Jackie?
Jackie
okay, so Jackie's
out.
The one who three, gets the most
three
fucked up.
Long
gotcha.
Island, she's done. No, but I think ever since I've been doing all this stuff the beginning of this year, like everything I've been doing, it's like I need to start taking care of myself. Like my personal appearance.
Yeah.
Because if you drink alcohol, it like ages you.
Mm-hmm.
It does age you.
I've seen it.
Yeah, and it's just like, I get sleepy. I get super sleepy. Like this past weekend, I was like falling asleep at the bar, like a fucking old man.
I think you're just an old soul, Pauly. I get that vibe from you all the time, you know? Aside from like your taste in music and whatnot, it's just like kind of like, I feel like you have random joint pain and back pain that you shouldn't have in your 23s.
I know, right? Who has my voodoo doll? Give it back.
Give it back, y'all. Give it back. So with the modeling thing that you're doing, what's the goal? What do you want to achieve with this?
Oof, I really, really, and mark my words, Q, I really want to do print modeling. Like I want to model for Zara. I love Zara so much. I want to do print modeling to the point where you see me like on billboards. You
Dang.
See me at the mall. You know, just like.
Who's that pretty girl?
He's like, oh my God, I know her. Like stuff like that. Like that's like what I really want to do.
Like that exactly.
Because you know, when you go to the mall, you see like models.
Yep. You see like pictures, videos,
yeah,
models.
Like,
whatnot.
Like, yeah, that's what I want to do. That's like the end goal for this. But.
I see it.
My life goal is I want to move to Korea.
Wow. Korea? Why?
I just want to get out of
here. You want an Asian husband?
No. No.
Okay. That's not up there?
No. It's just okay. I like want to start over. You know, work in a little cafe, go surfing. But I will only live there for a few years. Because I really want to go there in October.
Mm.
And then see the vibe, blueprint, if I really do want to live there.
Is English a common language in North Korea?
South Korea,
sorry. We're not going to North Korea, right?
No.
Okay, how far are these places from each other? Aren't they attached to the same continent?
North Korea hates everyone.
Okay,
so it's
gotcha.
Like, it's like South Korea and then North Korea. Japan's like an hour away flight distance.
Okay.
South, but I just like, I love their culture. I love the food.
So we could go from straight up South Korea to Japan very easily.
Yeah, it's like an hour flight.
I've always wanted to go to Okinawa. If I don't go there, I want to go to Tokyo.
They're nice.
I bet. I want to go and just be somewhere else for a little while. Mm-hmm. Sylvia, didn't she live in Japan for a little while? Right? How long were they there? That's crazy. So I had family that lived in Japan. And I mean, dude, it's just insane. Like just to even think about that. I mean, I would love to live in Japan for a little while just to like get away for a little bit. But it's so much harder for me because I have so many businesses that operate here. And then also like being a dad is so important to me too. And I'm not trying to say like, that's going to be like I'm shooting myself in the foot. Like I'm never going to do what I want to do or dream what I want to dream because I'm not, you know, like, cause I'm a dad. Like I want the fact that I am a dad is going to get me to these places. But for sure, before I die, I have to visit Japan.
I want to go to Israel.
Israel, too. I'd love to go there. Jerusalem, just so I can see the holiest of holy places. This is where the whole thing started. I feel like with South Korea, though, they're like hella pop culture right now. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like K-pop is more popular than it's ever been ever. Like, this is like a multi-billion dollar industry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The guys who have to go do their military... years that are mandatory, literally the president was like, you don't have to, because of like they brought America to like Korea and like they gained so much money from it.
K-pop is essentially like the same thing as American pop, isn't it? Like,
yeah, there's a lot
like
of K-pop.
Isn't it similar to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys of the 90s?
I don't really listen to that type of music, but no, it's just
it's the same thing, bro.
No, it's they
boy bands and girl bands.
Yeah,
Spice Girls.
Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah, yeah. The Cheetah Girls. I love them.
No, yeah, there's a lot of K-pop groups that literally sing nothing but English.
That's insane. But they're Asian. Wow.
They are.
You want to be a K-pop performer one day?
Oh my God, I'd love to. I would drop everything just to be a performer, to sing and dance in front of a camera, in front of a huge fan.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be so cool.
I would be there and I would support you and I'd watch every single episode.
Yeah,
every single music cool. video. Is there K-pop dramas and like TV shows now?
Okay, honestly, okay. Jackie says I comment on everyone's posts, but like I do. So there's this video of NewJeans, and like one of the members is part Korean, part Australian, and K-pop, the full fandom of K-pops or whatever, they're so toxic. Like, I think any group, any type of music, their fans are toxic, but like these people are like the most toxic motherfuckers ever. Just because you're half American, half Korean, they're gonna be like, she's not full Korean, she can't be K-pop idol. Like, you know, they're gonna throw shit at you. Yeah, so there's this video, but apparently it's fake.
She can't be full Korean, K-pop, apparently it's fake.
But they show this poor girl and no one cheered for her. But apparently it's fake. But I'm just like, I literally comment, I was like, K-pop fans are the most toxic people ever. And everyone's like calling me back at me saying like, yeah, they are, blah, blah, blah. And the people are saying, oh, it's fake. And I'm like, regardless, it was real. Like, why I hate? Like, why do you hate so much? Like, literally calm the fuck down. If, especially the female ones, if there's a K-pop idol dating a girl, oh my God, they'll literally kill that girl. Mm-hmm. Like, God forbid they start finding love and stuff like that. But no, they're like, no.
So you'd be shunned in South Korea for listening to K-pop and not being Korean?
Well, no. It's like if I were to be a K-pop idol.
Oh, crap. Like,
she's not Korean. She doesn't belong there.
That's weird.
Well, literally, there's a whole new group that's like A2K. It's a whole new group called Vicha, which I really love.
And they're not Korean.
Oh my God, I just spit so much.
No, you're fine. That's how much you love them. You just... Bleh, bleh.
No, but they're like, there's American... They like came to America to do casting calls and auditions.
Oh, I see.
And it's a whole brand new group that they made, which I wish I was in.
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty sure I can see it. I can see it.
I'm too old.
You're not old.
Yeah, you have to be born like 2004.
To be a K-pop artist?
Yeah, because I do so much training. So much training.
You're not old.
I mean, I could do it.
You could totally do it. I believe in you. You've already done so much. And now you're going for this thing, the Texas thing, right? What is it?
Oh, Miss Texas Latina.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That's insane. Which, guys, we are taking any and all sponsorship opportunities for you guys that want to sponsor Paloma walking the big stage and basically becoming the hottest chick in Texas. So, yeah.
I'll be representing Hollywood Park because Miss San Antonio is taken.
Oh, either way, Hollywood Park it is. It might as well be Miss Castle Hills at this point. Or like, yeah, right? Is that where you, like, is that the area that you live? Is Hollywood Park?
No. Okay. They're like, sorry, but San Antonio is taken. I was like, is there any other?
What's the closest surrounding thing? Castle Hills is right here. New Braunfels, maybe?
Hollywood Park sounds cooler.
All right, Hollywood Park. I like it. I like it. Polly, it's been super cool having you on the show. Let's go get some food. Are you down?
Of course I'm down.
Okay, cool. Guys, y'all make sure that you support, follow, show Polly some love. You already know what it is. We'll see you guys on the next one. Let's get it. I want the check. No, I, check.